All right, guys, my name is executive consultant Jeff Rollins. I am calling in from the great state of New York. I live about 45 miles north of New York City, and I'm very excited to be here tonight. I am going to be very brief because I couldn't be more excited about the individual that's going to be teaching us tonight. This is a gentleman that I've had an opportunity to spend some time with and meet. He has the experience in the network marketing world far more than probably everyone on this call has even thought about remembering in their life. This is somebody that I would grab a pen and a piece of paper and go back to this recording over and over again, because the teaching that this individual is going to give us tonight could change everything you've ever done in your network marketing business. I couldn't be more happy to be hosting this for Brian McClure, but also co-hosting with my sponsor and executive consultant, Jay Emma, that was gracious enough to bring me into this business when I needed it the most back in 2010. And can't thank him more and more every day of my life. Become one of my best friends. So with no further ado, I am going to bring executive consultant Jay Emma on to announce our special guest tonight.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that, brother. Real excited about everything that we're doing together, excited about this business, and really, really fired up about tonight's call. As you mentioned, you know, Carlos Marin is one of the most successful people in this industry in the world. Carlos is he's had monumental success in the business. He's helped more people. He's spoken to millions of people around the world over the last few decades in this industry. So it's not just his success in Ambit Energy, but it's the impact that he's had on millions of people's lives around the world, spoken to coliseums of people, and impacted so many people, so including me. So I'm excited about listening to his wisdom, his experience, and just being able to grow from the things he's going to share tonight. So please pay attention to Carlos Marin, because again, this is a guy you're not going to find very many people in the world with his level of experience and success. And he's a lot of fun as well. Some of you don't know and haven't spent enough just one-on-one time with him. Do you see him as a leader and as somebody who's accomplished so much? But he's just got a great sense of humor, and he's just an incredible person. So, Carlos, we're so excited to have you here. Please welcome Carlos Marin.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Great being here with you and Jeff and all this Ambit family. And, you know, it's my pleasure. It's my honor. And, you know, and I got to say that we are living in some pretty interesting times, wouldn't you say? You know, and you know, you got to kind of address the elephant in the room, or the gorilla, I don't know what it's called, but you know, whatever it is, you know, it's kind of, you know, because people are, you know, people's mindset is still a little bit distracted, right? I mean, you know, I mean, people are, you know, I mean, depending on where you live, right, what state you live in and what's going on over there, you know, you may or may not have restaurants open. You may or may not have businesses open. You know, most of us are probably wearing a mask when we go outside. And, you know, and it's been an interesting time. But, you know, what you got to understand is that in this interesting time, you know, Ambit had a really good year in 2020, right? And I'm not trying to, you know, diminish, you know, the issues that are going on in this world, you know, because it's, you know, it was a crazy time when we all heard about it. I know it was for me, you know, and I'm a pretty positive individual, but I got depressed, right? I mean, it was like, what the hell is this shit, you know? So, you know, and I don't mean to be, you know, vulgar or anything like that. I mean, I just, you know, I just want to impress upon you and get you to understand that, you know, that I'm the same as you, right? Yep, I've been in this industry for 35 years. I've seen a lot of things happen, a lot of companies come and go. I've navigated, I started out with Amway, and I don't have a problem saying the name of the company. Some people don't like to say the company they start out with. I got no problem. I started out with Amway. I was a dumb kid at 25, right? I had no self-confidence. I didn't believe in myself. And, and I got in because I met a really successful guy who introduced me to some millionaires. And they said, hey, kid, you're pretty sharp. You look like you've got some potential. If you'll listen to us, we'll help you become a millionaire. And I don't know about you, but I didn't have a line of millionaires waiting outside my apartment door, to teach me and train me how to, how to make my life what I really wanted it to be. So that's why I got in. I didn't care the company. I didn't care about anything. Just the fact that there were some people willing to mentor me and show me the way, right? And by the way, my story was not one of which, I got in and I listened and I, broke all kinds of records and all that immediately. No, I did what my conditioning and my, my programming led me to do. I got in so they could show me how to get rich. But then I didn't want to do the things that I didn't like to do, right? And so, they said, this is what you got to do, this, whatever. And then I went like, I'll do this one that I like and that one that I like, but all these other 12 other things I won't do, right? And that might speak to some of y'all out there because, it's human nature, right? It's human nature. You've got the conditioning, the programming of the past, your unconscious mind's got all these beliefs. And, and I'm not going to get into all of that here today because I could do 100 of these things to talk about all the different topics. But I'm just going to, talk about a couple of things and then get to the point that I want to really impress upon you tonight. And so, during this beginning time, and I'm telling you this just so you understand, you may be sitting here on this call tonight, you may be frustrated because because you've been in for a while and you haven't gotten where you really wanted to go. I was 2.5 years into my first thing, and I was like, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I see all these other people around me getting promoted and, moving up the ranks and everything else, and I'm sitting here. And, and one day I go to a seminar that was, a leadership seminar, and this young guy, young, cocky guy, just a little bit older than me, says, you guys are sitting out there in the audience, you're watching me up here, a millionaire, on the stage. And, and the reason I'm up here and you're not is because you haven't sold out to your dream. You haven't sold out to your business, right? Whether you like it, don't like it, whatever you think, you haven't sold out to it. And therefore, I'm here because I made a commitment. I looked at the other people that had become successful prior to me. I didn't think I was as sharp as them, but I knew I could outwork anybody. And because I believed I could outwork anybody, I decided to, to just go after it. And they said, this is how much work you got to do and how much activity you have to do in order to, to achieve, this level, this fast, blah, blah. He goes, well, I'm just going to do double. I'm just going to take it upon myself to do double the activity, double the effort, double the work that everybody else is doing. And so, I heard that and I'm like, crap, that's me. I'm sitting here trying to negotiate the price of success. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, what's the least I can do in order to win, right? As opposed to doing whatever it takes in order to win, right? And so, that day I made a commitment is stronger than a decision, okay? Commitment is you cut away from all other options. I made a commitment that I was going to, because this guy had become a millionaire in 2.5 years. And I said, I may have been in this business already for 2.5 years, but in the next 2.5 years, I'm going to become a millionaire. And so I set out to do exactly what the guy said. Now, by the way, I didn't know exactly what I had to do. He didn't say exactly what you had to do. He didn't say you got to jump three times and roll over and do this and put this many people in and blah. He didn't say that. He just said, double the activity that they're telling me to do. And I have this vision of where I want to go. Okay? And so let me just say something to you, ladies and gentlemen. In our business, the key to achieving our dreams and goals is building a large organization of consultants who get several loyal customers. Right? Is that not right? Yes. I mean, if we were in a live room, you know, and I would say, raise your hand if you, you know, think that's right. You know, the whole room's hands would go up, except those people who don't understand, right? So let me ask you this. What's the key to you doing that? What's the key to you doing that? The key to you doing that is becoming a great leader. That's the key. And what is the magic ingredient that makes you a great leader? Have you ever thought about that? What's the difference between a great leader and a mediocre leader or a non-leader? What's the difference? What is the magic ingredient that a leader has that the non-leader or the mediocre one doesn't have? Have you ever stopped to think about that? Because, you know, that's an important question. That's an important question. Because what magnetizes and draws people and makes them want to follow you? Because, by the way, a leader is different than a boss. A boss gives you orders, tells you what to do, you know, and people do it because they're afraid they're going to get fired, right? We don't have that. That's not the case here. You know, you don't have to do what I tell you to do. You don't have to do what your upline tells you to do. You don't have to do anything. You're in business for yourself. You're your own boss. So we have no bosses here. You don't have to do what we tell you to do. So why should you do what we tell you that you should do? Because we don't give orders. We tell you what you should do. Why do you do that? Okay? And the answer to that question is a word called influence. Influence. Influence is getting people to do something that they may be afraid of doing, right? That they may not like to do, but that they should do in order to be more successful. In other words, it's for their best interest. It's not for somebody else's. You know, when influence is not for the person's best interest, it's called manipulation. Okay? There's a big difference. So I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to come back to this influence topic because, you know, this is critical. I'm going to ask you, you know, what is the chokehold on your business right now? What's the chokehold? What is the strangulation point on your business right now? And that pauses for effect. So, but I'm going to tell you the answer is this. You know, the chokehold not on just your business, but the chokehold on any business. And I'm not just talking about network marketing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about any business in any industry. The chokehold, the slowdown, the strangulation point on any freaking business is the leader. It's the leader. You know, if you're not sold out to your vision, if you don't believe in what you're saying, you know, I mean, people aren't going to follow it. You know, people don't do as you say. They do as you do. Now, this is even more important in network marketing. Okay? People don't do as you say. They do as you do. Okay? I mean, if you think about this, this is a point in life, right? How do children learn? How do children learn? Because, by the way, we are all just big children. Our programming, our conditioning, you know, came about from the time that we were born, or actually, you know, when we were in the womb, but we won't even get into that. But from the time we were born to about the age of 4, 5, 6, okay? That's where we got conditioned. So, you know, what we've learned from there on is a lot of information, a lot of rational information, but our emotional makeup, you know, was established between, you know, 0 and 6. And that's how we act and react in this world, right? And this is how we drive things forward, right? So children learn by modeling. They learn by watching adults. They learn by watching their siblings, their older siblings. They learn by watching people around them, right? And they model them. In other words, they duplicate their actions. And this is very relevant to network marketing. So let me ask you this question. And this, you know, you may be saying, well, Carlos, I don't believe what you're saying, whatever, whatever. Okay, good. But so let me ask you a question that'll prove it to you. You know, how can a child learn to talk before it knows how to read? I mean, you know, language, the written word is the foundation of our speech, right? So how does a child learn to talk before it knows how to read? Because it learns by modeling, right? There's an element in our brain that learns by duplicating other people, be it sounds, being actions, being whatever. You know, we all learn by modeling other people who are ahead of us in life's journey. Translate that to our business or network marketing. You know, we all learn by modeling other people who are ahead of us in the business we're in. Right? I mean, think about it. You know, let me tell you something. Leadership success, just as in any other success, and man, I tell you what, cut the end of your finger off and write this down in blood, because this will serve you well in your life. Leadership success, as in any other success, is 80% psychology and 20% mechanics. Let me repeat that again. Leadership success is 80% psychology, in other words, mindset, right? And 20% mechanics or strategy. You know what? A person with the wrong mindset will fail with the perfect strategy. I've seen it in network marketing for years and years and years and years. I saw it in Amway. I've seen it here in Ambit. I've seen people, you know, that have been given the perfect strategy, the way to make it all happen, right? The way to make it all happen, and they fail because they got the wrong mindset, right? Mind you, a person with the right mindset will succeed with a mediocre strategy, a lackluster strategy, a strategy that isn't, you know, like perfect. The right mindset will overcome all kinds of things. So you need to understand this in order for you to realize that the most important person you got to work on is you, okay? The most important person you got to work on is you, and that's the importance of these calls, you know, of the events and things that we have, and modeling the successful people, you know, that are in front of you. You know, the Brian McClures and the, you know, Steve Thompsons and the Ray Montes and the Jay Emmas and the Jeff Rollins and, you know, and whomever your upline leader is, Frank Schmeling. I mean, model them, because they have a mindset, right, that produces success. So you have to understand this, because this really is key to your success in this business. This, as all network marketing companies are, a momentum business. This is a momentum business. Since it's a momentum business, you have to lead by example. Please understand this. In our industry, the network marketing, direct sales industry, there's no such thing as slow and solid. People will tell you out there in the world that in order to create a successful business, you know, you have to have a big strategy, big plan of action and all that, and you have to build it slow and solid, right? And you know what? It's not true. This business is built on momentum, okay? It's built on momentum. In fact, most businesses are, right? Because most businesses don't take off until momentum is established, right? But the key in our industry is you know, you've got to lead by example, right? Think about this. Think about this. This is an important thing for you to ponder. Why do the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? You know, is it because they're lucky? Is it because they're manipulative? Is it because they possess greater talents, greater abilities, greater anything? No, no, it's not about that. You know, I have seen some really bright, intelligent people suck wind and just, you know, live in mediocrity their whole lives, you know? And I've seen some schmucks become rich, totally rich, okay? Why is that? Why is that? The secret by which the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, it's called momentum, ladies and gentlemen. Momentum. You take any level of potential that somebody has, okay? Even the smallest level of potential. You know, and some of these super intelligent people, they're waiting for perfection. They're waiting for, you know, to know everything, to have all the abilities and capacities and everything. And they're waiting to be perfect before they start. Somebody else will take what little they know and put action behind it, right? And that action that they put behind it produces results. And the results that they produce gives them a sense of certainty that, wow, I can do this. And that sense of certainty, you know, increases the level of potential that they have. And that's a cycle that just keeps getting repeated. If we were doing this on a Zoom or a live thing, I could show you, I draw all these graphs and do all these things. But, you know, the potential, right? If you use the potential you have, you put it in action, it produces results. And those results increase your belief, increase your sense of certainty, which, you know, gives you a greater ability to access your potential. But if you take a lot of potential and you don't put action behind it, you don't produce results, you have less certainty, less belief, and you access less of your potential. You understand? That's why they say success breeds success. Failure breeds failure. Right? By the way, it's even written in the good book. In the Bible, right? Have you ever wondered? I mean, this seems like a cruel scripture, very cruel scripture. Until I understood this principle, you know, I thought, wow, this is really bad. There's got to be a misprint or a mistake here. But there's a scripture that says, to him that hath, even more shall be given. And to him who hath not, even what he has will be taken away, right? Now that seems like, wow, God's being really unfair here. I mean, this is terrible, right? But, you know, when you think that, you're coming from a victim mentality because you're thinking that, you know, that what the rich have, some of that should be given to you. Why? Why do you deserve it? Why should you be, oh, because I'm a child of God. Okay, good. Well, then use the talents and gifts and the power that God gave you in order to take ownership of that, those riches and that wealth. And yes. That, you know, yes, we're all children of God, and we should all have equal access, and we do, to all that power and to all that greatness and to all that wealth and lavish abundance of the universe. But you've got to learn how to access it and how to, you know, to take ownership of what is yours, right? So that's what, to him who hath, more shall be given, and to him who hath not, even what he has shall be given away. So let me just move to a very important thing here that, you know, this may blow some of your minds, but you know what? You know, I'm after 35 years in this industry, I really don't care what people think anymore. I'm just trying to help people break out of their limitations and break out of everything that's holding them back and you know, access their full potential. You know, I mean, my purpose is to empower people to know the true power and greatness they have within them and use it to live a life they would love. Okay? That's my purpose. And sometimes I need to shake people up in order for that to happen, because they're stuck in this, you know, a putrefied way of thinking that's keeping them stuck in the muck and mire. Okay. So here it goes. Business is a spiritual game. Business is a spiritual game. Now, if you have the victim mentality, you're sitting there going, that can't be it. And Carlos, you're wrong. The rich get rich by taking advantage of the poor. You know, the people who have should give to those who have not. And, you know, nothing business is spiritual and so forth. Well, you know what? I beg to differ, but business is a spiritual game. You know why? Because to win the game of business, you have to serve. You have to serve. You have to serve. The greater number of people you serve and add greater value to, the more you win, the more you make, the more you earn, the bigger your company grows. You see? And so to win, you have to serve. And to serve, you've got to grow. You've got to make this lifetime commitment to grow and change and become the best leader that you can be. Because as you do that, you will increase your ability to serve even greater and greater numbers of people. Okay? And the more people you serve, by the way, didn't Jesus say, he who shall be greatest among you shall be the servant of all? Oh, does that mean you got to wash everybody's feet? No. People misread this. They take this and they just make it like they just, you know, they pervert it. I mean, that's what the word is. They pervert these principles. And the reality of it is the greatest among us are those who serve the greatest numbers of people, right? In having a better quality of life, of having more services, of having more comforts, of having more of whatever, right? And so business is a spiritual game. So, you know, let me tell you. There's three mandates of a great leader. Three mandates of a great leader, right? If you're going to be a great leader, these three things, I mean, there's more principles, there's more things, but these are mandates. These are three things. If you're going to be a great leader, you've got to embody these things and act upon them. And number one is you have to see things as they are. Don't be an ostrich. Stick your head in the sand. You know, don't see what's going on. But see things as they are, not worse than they are. Okay? So you've got to start from a point. You've got to know where you're starting from. You know, like I teach in my personal development seminars all the time to people, you know, you are at a certain point in your life right now. You know, I call it point A, right? Because it's the first letter in the alphabet. So here you are at point A, and, you know, and you're not satisfied there. Because most people are not satisfied where they are. So here you are at point A, right? And you're not satisfied. So you've got to take ownership of that and go, okay, well, here I am. I don't like the situation, right? So the next question is, where do you want to be, right? And I'm so creative, I call that point B. But anyways, the point is, you know, you've got to have a vision, right? You got to have a vision. You know, people see things worse than they are because they believe they're not enough, because they're afraid to fail. They're afraid to be rejected. They're afraid to be judged, right? You know, they're afraid of what other people are going to think, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, you just got to know where you are, right? If you're going to go from New York to California, right? You got to understand you're in New York, and then you got to point in the general direction of California, right? You don't have to know exactly where in California you're going immediately. You just got to start the journey, and that's a topic for another day about you don't have to know exactly how you're going to get to where you're going in order to start. You just got to start, okay? So you got to know where you are. And then number two, you got to see things better than they are. In other words, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to create, right? Without a vision, the people perish. You've got to have a compelling dream. You've got to have a compelling dream. You know, that's the juice that holds you up when things happen, when people say no, when people laugh at you, when people, what, you know, whatever negative happens to you, what makes you keep going? It's a compelling dream. It's a compelling vision of the future, right? You've got to have that ingrained in your, not just in your mind, but in your heart, right? The more compelling your vision, the more energy and emotion that it generates, the more drive you have to go for it. And therefore, the more action you take, right? A big dream, a burning dream is the key to motivation. Because you know what motivation is? If people go, well, motivation is that thing that you act upon, right? So analyze the word, dissect the word, motivation, motive action, right? The way words were put together in the old English language, you know, some letters were removed. So motivation is the compound of motive and action. It's the motive that compels you to take action. So without that big compelling vision, you don't take action. The bigger the vision, the more you're sold out to it, the more you believe in it, the more action you will take, right? And then number three is make it be the way you see it. In other words, know where you're at, see it the way you want to make it, and then make it be that way. Take massive aligned action. Aligned action is correct action to go to where you want to go, right? But like I said before, you don't have to know the whole road there. It's the next right step. It's the next right action to move you closer to your goal, to move you closer to your dream, okay? Don't get caught up in this thing that you have to know every step along the way. Don't wait for all the lights to turn green before you start your journey, because you'll never get there. You'll never get there. It's the proverbial, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? One bite at a time. That's the reality of that situation. And so I'll tell you something that I learned from Jim Rohn and Tony Robbins says it over and over and over in his seminars and his events. And, you know, and it's the principle of stretching yourself. Okay, you know, if you don't stretch yourself, you don't grow. You know, growth is all about stretching. Growth is all about doing something or trying something, attempting something that you haven't done before. You know, if all of us had never attempted to do anything we hadn't done before, right, we still would be rolling around, you know, the floor. Because we wouldn't have tried to crawl, we wouldn't have tried to stand, we wouldn't have tried to walk, we wouldn't have tried to ride a tricycle, we wouldn't have tried to ride a bicycle, we wouldn't have tried to run, we wouldn't have tried to learn how to drive a car, we wouldn't have tried to learn all kinds of things, ladies and gentlemen, all kinds of things. So think about that for a second. You know, we have stretched throughout all of our lives to master things that we didn't know how to do before. And today, we do really well or pretty well, right? This business is no different. You know, you might have never done network marketing before. So what? You know, I hadn't either when I got started, right? And you might, you know, feel uncomfortable making phone calls, talking to people. Well, you know what? So did I when I got started, right? And you might feel uncomfortable, you know, standing up in front of a room and speaking in public, or even going on Zoom and speaking in public. Well, guess what? So did I when I got started. I mean, I had a deathly fear of speaking in public. Okay? One day I'll tell you that story. So bottom line is, you know, why do we try? Why did I overcome all those things? Because I had a dream. Because I had a vision of what I wanted for my life, right? And I did not have another way, another option to achieve it, right? At least back then. Today I could do a lot of different things. But back then, you know, I needed something, somebody, mentors, a business, a vehicle to help me, to show me to get to where I wanted to go. A lot of you are in that position, you know, and a lot of you have already, you know, gone to levels you had never gone before, and you're enjoying a certain level of financial freedom that you had never, you know, had before. But my challenge to you is what's next? If you're new, getting to EC or NC or, you know, Yellow Jacket or whatever, you know, might be like the wow that, you know, but some of y'all on this call might be Yellow Jackets and some of y'all might be ECs and NCs. And, you know, but my challenge to you is what's next? What's next? I mean, you know, have you reached the level of conformity? I mean, do you just like not want to go any further? You know, or is there something more you want in life? Because I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, the dance, you know, and some of the Eastern cultures, they say the desire is bad. The desire is the thing that creates suffering in life. But, you know, desire is not what creates suffering in life. Okay? It's living in self-denial and living in fear, you know, and living in the belief that you cannot change your circumstances or conditions or situations, and then living in that emotion that creates suffering. Desire is a gift from God. Desire is the spark of the infinite within you that's saying, you are more than this. You can have more than this. You can do more than this. You can be more than this. You can give more than this, right? If we're individualizations of God, sons and daughters of God, if that's who we are, think about this. Are you living that potential? Are you living that potential? Is that the potential that you're living? Is that the life that you're living? You know what? As much as Ceci and I have accomplished in our lives, it's not the life we're living. We need to stretch more. We need to grow more. We need to do more. That's why we have a lifelong commitment to learning and growing and just transforming ourselves, evolving ourselves to become all that we can be, the best that we can be, okay? So I'll leave you with this thought. Jim Rohn said, this is the principle of stretching. If I can't, I must. And if I must, I can. So just do it. Just do it. The first book I ever read on personal development when I got in network marketing was a book my sponsor gave me called The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David Schwartz. And in that book, you know, he talked about the big disease that everybody had that kept everybody failing. And that disease was called excusitis. Excusitis. You know, and I've taught people for years in my seminars, excuses are like belly buttons. Everybody has one. And it hasn't done you any good since the day you were born. Okay? And he further went on to say that the reason people make excuses is because of fear. They're afraid. Okay? Afraid of the unknown, afraid of the consequence, afraid of whatever. Right? And he said that the cure for fear is action. The cure for fear is action. Act on the thing that you fear, and the fear will disappear. Act on the thing you fear, and the fear will disappear. So, I'll leave you with this tonight. This premise, this little saying, this thing that if you ingrain this in your life, you're going to overcome so much that it will blow your mind. Just remember, if you can't do something, you must. This is, you could call this a Jedi mind trick. If I can't, I must. Oh, but then if I must, I can't. So you can do anything if you decide to do it. So just do it. God bless you. I wish you all the best, the success, the happiness, the joy that you deserve, and let this Ambit vehicle serve you and help you achieve the life of your dreams. So God bless you. Love you all. And I will turn this back over to Jay.
Wow. Thank you so much, Carlos. I'm going to hand it off to Jeff to close out the meeting. Carlos, thank you. I took so many notes, and I appreciate that. So, Jeff, over and out to you, brother.
Well, thank you, Jay. And yes, Carlos, thank you. My hand is sore from writing. And just a lot of inspiration and just tremendous amount of information. I would suggest that, and I know I'm going to, is this call will be posted on the Top Ambit Leaders website, given until probably the middle of this week, and it'll be posted up, and you can go over it and over and over. So, Carlos, thank you very much. I am going to open the call up for those who want to thank Carlos. And Carlos, from deep from my heart and everyone's heart, thank you very much for pouring out so much knowledge tonight.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that.
All right, let's open it up.